Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
Well, it's Election Day 2022, with control of Congress at stake and California electing statewide officers from governor on down.
Half a dozen congressional races in California could help decide whether Democrats or Republicans hold a majority in 2023.
We will have complete and comprehensive election results for you, beginning with returns from across the country as the polls close in other states, and then from here in California once the polls close here at 8 o'clock. And it's good to be back here in person with you, Brett and Patty.
So good to have you.
I have not done this show. I've never done this show in person from the radio station.
Isn't that wild?
I haven't been in the radio station for 962 days.
So as you say, it's longer than what, the Kennedy?
Well, no, 38 term? More days, I guess, it would be okay. As long as the Kennedy presidency. But here I am on election night, back in person and in living color. And for more on today's elections, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David McEwen, frequent guest, Sonoma State political science professor. Thanks for being with us, as always. And, you know, here we are. We made it, Election Day. We've got some early CBS News exit polling data that have been going over. And one thing that jumps out at me is that President Biden's approval rating has gone up, at least among people voting today, to 45%, which makes him just as popular as Barack Obama and Donald Trump at their first midterm, although he's underwater in some of those battleground Senate states. Does that surprise you at all? Does it tell us anything about what we might expect tonight?
Yeah, welcome back, Doug. And it does tell us a couple of things. It tells us, look, if the folks that are showing up today or voting today, and Biden has an approval rating of 45, he's still underwater. But historically, what we see is a number that touches, say, the high 20s in terms of the seat loss for the House, or to the mid-30s with a number like that. But as his approval rating goes down to, say, 42 or into the high 30s, those numbers really pick up. And then you start to see things like, you know, the Tea Party caucus of 2010 or the second Barack Obama midterm in 2014. You start to see these big numbers. But one thing we should pay attention to, obviously, is when those polls close, what those early returns look like. But the key thing, I think, really, Doug, is that, look, independent voters, regardless of whether you look at Gallup or several different polls, independent voters have about a 30% approval rating of the president, and that's not a good number. Democrats' base comes out, Republicans vote on their side, and then the independents are going to turn many of these key races in those key states and then those key California congressional districts one way or another. And with the approval numbers that low, that's going to be a real problem for Democrats tonight.
You know, everybody, you know, speaking of the popularity changing for President Biden, everybody wants to know the end game here. I mean, who wins the balance of power? I mean, what do you think, and should we trust the polls at this point?
Yeah, Brad, I think there's a lot in that question. One is that polling in the polling industry has certainly blown up. And we keep looking at those models and changing those. We do make like a likely voter estimate. But what we have seen, too, in some of the approval ratings of the president and our approval ratings of the two parties lately have been about registered voters as opposed to likely voters. We're interested in likely voters at this point, say the last month or so, not just registered voters. And there is a tipping point here, or there's something we can point to, and that's the generic ballot. And the generic ballot generally favors the out party over the in party. And Democrats have been doing okay on the generic ballot this sequence, but not as strongly as they need to do, because there's also an overestimate of most polling of Democratic voters. So this means somebody like Reverend Warnock, Senator Warnock in Georgia, needs to be 4 or 5 points ahead of Herschel Walker to do well. Tim Ryan in Ohio, similarly, and obviously John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. All of that means that there's a bit of oversampling of Democrats. We'll see that in some of the returns, but we also might not know all of the settlement of these races after tonight as well.
David, you are very tied into these things. Which polls do you trust now? What are you looking at?
You know, there are a couple of things that we pay attention to. One is we try to look at the error or the miss of the poll. So if we take a state like Georgia, how much are the polls off in terms of what they estimated for Joe Biden in 2020 versus what they estimate, say, for Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp in the governor's race versus that Warnock-Herschel Walker race. And there are a number of quality polls that are run. Obviously, Anthony Salvanto, that we all know from CBS, runs a great poll, polling operation. But we also have others as well that we want to pay close attention to, like Marist and Quinnipiac as well. But overall, those are giving us a national sentiment, and we really want to take these bit by bit or race by race, as Gary Schrager, I think, pointed out yesterday on the program.
You know, looking a little bit, you mentioned Georgia in this exit polling today from CBS. In Georgia, candidate integrity and honesty was the top concern for voters. You would think that would bode well for Raphael Warnock and not so great for Herschel Walker, given his history during this campaign.
Yeah, Doug, you would think so. I mean, look, how Herschel Walker is able to close this race or be in this race is just phenomenal. And part of that, I think, is that national Republican money. Part of that is, you know, what Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott, has done in nearby Florida in terms of pushing money. But also, you know, Lindsey Graham. I mean, Republicans are much more interested about winning than they are, I would say, in terms of that candidate quality. And we used to think candidate quality mattered. And that was a big deal. That doesn't seem to be the case. And this looks to be the case up and down the ballot and across the ballot. And we look at someone like Kerry Lake in Arizona and what happens there. That's a really important race to pay attention to, because Kerry Lake does Donald Trump better than Donald Trump does himself. And so she could be a potential nominee for the Republicans in 2024. So down ballot, we want to look at this. And then I want to add one more thing. There are more women running for office this particular cycle than we've ever seen. So if 1992 were the year of the woman, this particular cycle, up and down the ballot and across party lines, women are going to do very well tonight. And that'll be something to watch moving forward. And whether it changes the tone or tenor of our politics, especially if we visit issues related to, say, Dobbs and other issues.
So how will California then factor into the balance of power? Are we even a factor?
Yeah, no, we are. I mean, those California congressional races, like the open race and open seat in Congressional District 13, that's where Josh Harder had to move and run. 22, that's Valadao's district. And then there's some districts in Southern California, 40, 41, and even 42. California District 42 is held by a Republican, Ken Calvert, but Proposition 1 is on the ballot. That's that abortion rights measure, and that's designed to push up turnout. And that could spell or take out a Republican or two. The reason I point this out is because there's a lot of voter angst. And when there's a lot of voter angst, there will be a surprise tonight when we think an incumbent is safe and something else happens. And those ballot measures pump up turnout. And they could do so certainly tonight and sweep someone out that we think is safe. And then obviously those Democrats that came in 2018 when Nancy Pelosi returned to the speakership, another component here of how those Democrats will fare. Somebody like Mike Levin in California 49, for example, would be an important race to watch tonight.
All right. Thanks, David. I want to just say, if you look at the map, the three districts in the Central Valley that are in play are 9, 13, and 22, and they're all in a row. And 9 plus 13 equals 22. And I think you may be the only other person who would appreciate that level of political nerdism.
That's very nerdy.
Thank you so much, David McEwen, Sonoma State political science professor. And, of course, you can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'll probably be tweeting way too much tonight. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.